System-based management presentation, Ingrid.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So thank you for allowing me some time today to share my research. My name is Ingrid Biedren, and I'm a PhD student at Cornell University. And some of you may have seen me at prior meetings. I've been coming to the council meeting since last January. And so my work is focusing on the New England and Mid-Atlantic councils and how they are using social factors in decisions about ecosystem-based fisheries management. And today I'm just going to give you a brief overview of my work and then talk about more specific goals for my project and then describe the next steps in my research process and what you can expect in terms of my interactions with the council. So the approach I'm taking for my project is to try to address or identify some of the barriers to the council moving towards EBFM. And so ultimately those will be things that I hear from you and stakeholders. And then I'll be trying to consolidate those in my final report. But for now, based on my observations so far, these are some of the potential barriers I've identified. So, for example, institutional support. So how much government direction is there regarding EBFM? What are the legislative mandates? What resources are available for enforcement, monitoring, and science? And then the next is scientific guidance. What kind of data is out there? What more do you need? And are there any specific recommendations from the scientists on moving towards EBFM? And the next is communication. So what are the modes of communication available for exchange between council members, SSC members, and stakeholders? And then finally, experience. So how much experience collectively is there for moving to an EBFM approach? And so overall, my broad dissertation goal is to identify the social factors that affect both Mid-Atlantic and New England Council decisions about EBFM. And I'd just like to emphasize that one of my main priorities is to actually do research that can be useful to you and useful in the management process. And so if at any point throughout my work with the Council you have any suggestions or criticisms on how my work can be more useful to you or in a format that's more useful to you, I'd be really interested in hearing those. So my more specific research goals are to characterize social factors that affect council decisions about EBFM, to identify communication processes available for information exchange between council members, SSC members, council staff, and stakeholders about EBFM, and then finally to identify some types of social science data that would be useful to you as you're making decisions about EBFM. And just a note here, when I'm using the term stakeholders, for the purposes of my research, I'm looking at commercial fishing, recreational fishing, and environmental NGOs, and obviously there are many more groups, but just for the sake of this project, it will be those three groups. So there are two main theoretical ideas I'm using to as a foundation for my research questions. The first is the idea of a planning table or workable agreements, and the second is the idea of communication and co-orientation. So generally, the planning table is a metaphor for who has the seat at the table, what interests are represented on the council, what are the factors influencing how council members make decisions about EBFM. And then the idea of workable agreements is referring to the reality that there will be lots of differing perspectives and interests who come to the table to make decisions about an EBFM plan. So in order to actually make a realistic plan, those differences have to be acknowledged. And then the co-orientation models a tool that's going to help me basically measure how well the council and stakeholder groups are communicating with each other about EBFM. And that's tiny, but basically just more about the co-orientation model. It's just one way to try to get a handle on how well our the council members and staff communicating with stakeholders about EBFM, and do their perspectives agree, disagree, and do council actions about EBFM reflect stakeholder opinions. So now into the actual research methods. I'm going to be using a mixed methods approach, which means I'll be using qualitative or more descriptive data and also quantitative research methods, so more number-based data. So I began my research last January, and I'll be continuing through January 2013 or so. And I had four types of qualitative methods I'll be using. So the first is an information review. Basically, I've just tried to read all the information available on the council's work with EBFM, including white papers, agendas, reports, and presentations. And the council website has been very helpful with that. And then the reason some of you may have seen me at previous meetings is I've been observing meetings since January, which has provided me opportunities to learn about the council, the organization, how things are run, to identify members and staff and understand more about their affiliations and responsibilities, to identify their management priorities, to see what opportunities there are for public input, and then finally to observe any presentations or discussions about EBFM. And also during the last year, I had an opportunity to just briefly introduce myself at the first meeting I attended, and then I've had informal conversations with a number of you and other staff members, community members, and stakeholders. And then the next step, which I'll talk about more in a few minutes, are longer in-depth conversations or interviews with council members, council staff, and SSC members about EBFM and communication with stakeholders. And then the quantitative methods portion will be a mail survey, which I will distribute to council members, council staff, and stakeholders. And that survey will include questions about EBFM and the council's thoughts about it and stakeholder communication. So as I mentioned before, one of the top priorities of my work is to try to create a product that's useful to you and can be applied to management in real time. I hope my thesis can be more than just something that sits on a shelf in the library. So some of the products that I hope come out of this work are listed here. So the first is a collection of recommendations of what I hear from you and stakeholders for types of social science data that might be useful to create a framework to move towards EBFM. And then also a list, or again, recommendations from you about what opportunities might be available to facilitate communication with the council deliberations about EBFM and interactions with stakeholders. And also, I hope that potentially this work can be useful to the other management councils as they also work towards EBFM. So the next steps in my work will be that in early 2012, I will be contacting council members and staff to invite you to participate in individual in-person interviews, and these would be 30 to 60 minutes long and in-person or by phone if that's more convenient. And then in late 2012, I'll be contacting council members and staff and also stakeholders to invite you to participate in a mail survey. And I'd like to thank the New England Council members and staff for your support of my research throughout the last year, and also my funders. So thank you again for giving me some time to talk today, and please feel free to contact me in the future at future meetings or by phone or email with any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We certainly, as we begin to go down this avenue ourselves, I'm sure that there will be a lot of things that you find that are going to be useful to us. Pac, I've got to find a slide. I think it was the I can't find it, where you talked about identify or characterize social factors. And maybe this is sort of outside what you're looking for. You talked about workable agreements.
Oh, right.
And certainly, you know, if there are things that we can use that you find, that would be great from the standpoint of us not going out to reinvent the wheel again.
Right, you know? Definitely.
So I'm throwing that out. I open it up. Any other questions, comments from council members? Well, thank you, and we look forward to the research that you create doing this. Thank you.
Thank you.